Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny, with warm temperatures making it a pleasant day to be outside. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies, while Tel Aviv will enjoy a gentle breeze by the sea. Meanwhile, Haifa remains comfortably warm. As night falls, temperatures will cool slightly, offering a mild and pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran has fired ballistic missiles at U.S. bases in Jordan. The IRGC claims these strikes are in retaliation for a U.S. attack on Iran's Larak Island. Jordan intercepted 8 missiles, that's from Ynet, earlier today. Also, the U.S. has struck Iranian launchers preparing to fire in Hormuz. The IRGC targets Jordan in response, announcing casualties among their fighters. This report comes from the Times of Israel earlier today. Also this hour, explosions were heard near a U.S. base in southern Jordan after Iranian missile launches, local media report from the Jerusalem Post, a short time ago. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu is urging his far-right allies to unite. However, Itamar Ben-Gvir aims to replace Netanyahu himself. This is from Forward, earlier today. And finally, a story of resilience from the Australian Jewish News. Daniela Gilboa, with her radiant smile, shows the world that nothing can break her spirit. This comes from reporting earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. From X, open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 noted earlier today that the Iranian Foreign Ministry criticizes U.S. sanctions. They argue these actions threaten international law and claim no country should accept such lawlessness and crude bullying. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned analyst, shared his thoughts earlier today. He commented on a Wall Street Journal story highlighting the arrogance of great powers like the U.S., who often misjudge their adversaries, drawing parallels to Putin's actions in Ukraine. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, reported earlier today on the political scene in Israel. She highlighted Itamar Ben-Gvir's controversial actions and rhetoric, noting his boastful claims about making history by banning UNRWA from Israel. Now for more on those stories, starting with the escalating conflict in the region. Earlier today, Iran launched ballistic missiles targeting U.S. bases in Jordan. The IRGC claims these strikes are a direct response to an American attack on Iran's Larak Island. Jordanian forces successfully intercepted several of these missiles, according to Ynet. This escalation raises concerns about further regional instability and the potential for broader conflict. Turning to the U.S. response, American forces struck Iranian launchers in Hormuz earlier today. These launchers were reportedly preparing to fire at U.S. bases. The IRGC has confirmed casualties among its ranks, as reported by the Times of Israel. This retaliation comes as tensions continue to rise, with both nations showing no signs of de-escalation. Meanwhile, domestic politics in Israel see tensions rise within the government. Prime Minister Netanyahu is pushing for unity among his far-right allies. However, Itamar Ben-Gvir, the national security minister, has ambitions of his own, aiming to replace Netanyahu, according to Forward. This political maneuvering could impact both domestic policy and international relations. On the economic front. First, from CTEC, agentic AI is being promoted not just for task automation, but also as a tool to identify potential customers and partners. This approach could redefine business strategies in Israel and beyond. Separately, Ynet Business reports that the price of Rosh Hashanah honey cakes has risen. Bakery chains have increased prices by up to 15% due to heightened costs in ingredients and production, impacting holiday celebrations. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights NVIDIA's financial success. The company has raised its third quarter forecast, expecting sales of $10 $8 billion. This strong performance underscores NVIDIA's significant role in the tech industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.